After the Yardbirds, Cream, and Blind Faith, Eric Clapton had one more group, and it wasn't even a real band. On this date, August 22nd, 1970, the group that became Derek and the Dominoes entered the studio to record their only album, Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Eric Clapton was tired of the hype that came from being in a hugely successful band, and the founding concept behind Derek and the Dominoes was an opportunity to simply play the guitar, maybe sing a little. No egos, no fighting, no spotlights on just one individual. At the same time, he was in love with Patty Boyd, the wife of George Harrison, and he dealt with his feelings with drugs and writing songs, the songs that would become the focus of the album. When the recording sessions began, down the hall, the Allman Brothers were recording their second album, Idlewild South, using the same producer. One thing led to another, and Duane Allman ended up playing on 11 of the 14 tracks, including the infamous slide solo on the title track. By October, the album was complete, but when it was released in November, it didn't have the impact Clapton thought it would. It only reached number 16 in the United States, and it didn't chart at all in the UK. Part of the confusion was the audience dismissed the record as they didn't really know who the band actually was. Even the iconic title track didn't reach the top 40 until it was reissued 2 years later, where it would become a hit and peak at number 10. The band had a short tour, and plans were set to record another record in 1971, but the band members got so wrapped up in drugs and egos that Eric Clapton ended any plans, and his own personal issues would consume him for the next 3 years. He would make just one public appearance at the concert for Bangladesh before he finally got clean and sober and released his second solo album, 461 Ocean Boulevard, in 1974. Even though it wasn't highly regarded upon release, the album's legacy has only improved with time, with many citing it among Clapton's best. A triumph that began on this date, August 22nd, 1970, when Derek and the Dominoes went into the studio to begin recording Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.